Hello, sisters. I am going to speak on a topic that I am so passionate about and one that I feel is so intimately linked to you connecting deeper into your womb space to align with the feminine and cyclical rhythms that live within you, that which is a core part of you, something you were born with and is embedded into who you are as a woman. And these are gifts we are born with. And I do believe all women have within them these qualities and can tap into them from the larger universe. And I see that when you align with these rhythms and your cyclical nature, you will connect deeper to the subtle energies of your womb, which I see awareness equals consciousness equals clearing equals vibrant temple space. So first I want to talk about our cyclical nature, and then I want to talk about specific rhythms to the female body I have noticed in myself and witnessed in others. And I talk about these in my book, but in this class, I'm going to go deeper into the energetics of it. So you already know that you are a cyclical being, and truly, all humans, all life upon this earth live to some degree aligned with the cycles of life. There are seasons on this planet, day and night, birth and growth and death and regeneration. There are so many endless patterns to our existence that we live by. And I really see this provides us a sense of groundedness and stability. Because while it may seem like on the surface that everything is changing, if we follow the cycles and understand them, we notice them throughout our lives. We see that there is a time for death and a time for rebirth. We know that one thing leaves, another thing follows in its place. We know that the darkest and coldest part of the night is actually the very end, right before dawn and the awakening of light. We can rely on the constant nature of cycles. But if we don't understand cycles and patterns, we can feel really lost. We might not understand that winter won't last forever, or we think summer will be forever. And these are just metaphors for our lives. But if you're listening to this, you probably are aware of these things, and you're seeking to live in deeper alignment with the rhythms and cycles of the earth and life itself. And the beauty of being a woman is that, you know, we have all these additional cycles that are just built into our bodies. And unless, you know, we're outside of our menstrual cycle, such as in our girlhood or pregnancy or new motherhood or later in our lives after menopause, we can likely rely on this monthly coming of our blood, a blood that is so deeply cleansing on both a physical and emotional level. The lining of our uterus sheds as it's not needed for a pregnancy, and it is a physical renewal. And this is a time of subtle cervical opening where the veil between the worlds open. It is an opportunity for spiritual renewal. Rest is called for, reflection is called for, slowing down so that you can integrate everything that happened during the cycle and plant seeds and plant intentions and projects for a new cycle. And this is one of the best times to do the womb clearing meditation I offer right before your blood comes to release trauma and energies you don't want to hold on to because of that natural downward energy that ushering out is very supportive at this time. You can ride that wave. So again, right before your blood, definitely during your blood, really good time to do those meditations. So there are the cycles we all live by, and then there is the monthly cycle we all have as women. And I see this as kind of a smaller part of a larger cycle that we have that follows the triple goddess, which is an archetype that is found in so many cultures around the world, probably most cultures around the world, and that is the interweaving of a girl child or the maiden, the young woman, a mature woman or mother, and a crone. It is a trinity of three aspects of a woman's full life that is united into one being. And these are pivotal points in a woman's life that each offer growths and gifts and lessons and hard times and beautiful times, and each one we must pass through. That is, if we're lucky enough to be on this planet for long enough. And so to start with this maiden self, you know, we all know her. We either are her right now, or we were her, and we might remember her energy with a sweetness, or even an understanding of her naivete to some degree as an archetype. She is the embodiment of pure joy and light. She is the dawn of our lives. She has that youthful, blissful ignorance. She has not yet passed through all of her rites of passage. She has hope. She truly is a gift to all beings, for she shows us how to live life without baggage. She shows us how to find joy in all moments. She is so important to integrate into who we are now and not cast her aside. So often, with going through trauma and suffering in our lives, or, you know, when we've had a painful girlhood, childhood, time during our younger selves, we lose sight of our maiden self. We lose sight of the lightness of our being, of who we were before all of this pain happened. We cast her aside. We may call her naive or stupid, but the truth is that she is not stupid. She may be naive, but she trusts in life. She has not been burned. And it is crucial that we reclaim that part of ourselves, or we just simply do not have access to our erotic innocence and our joy. And then there's the mature woman, or the mother. She is the woman who has passed through her rites of passage, and through them, she has died and been reborn. She knows what it's like to transform, to come out on the other side renewed. She has seen things, and she has developed her own wisdom, heart, integrity, and grace and strength. And now the shadow side that so many of us live in is where we have not had the opportunity and the honor of going through those rites of passage intact, where we do not have the guidance and the wisdom to emerge whole. She is the mother who feels broken and reenacts her pain. She is the woman who feels lost and unsure of herself. She looks to the outside, not knowing and not trusting that all her answers are within. And it is crucial that we step into our most whole, vibrant, mature woman and mother selves, full of integrity and heart, full of lived wisdom, of humility, so that we live in the majority of our lives in peace and happiness, and so that we enter into our wise woman stage towards the end of our lives, where we are not just older, but elders, true elders that do not steal and siphon off the youth, for their rightful place is to give to the youth, give wisdom, give love, give support, and not take from them. And this is so powerful. And this is where I get into this last part of our lives, the crone, the wise woman. This is the part of our lives where we accumulate all of our lived experiences, our wisdom. We take all of the powerful uterine blood energy that is not going out every month anymore. We form that into an inner concentrated pearl of wisdom that is the source of our power. We become the grandmothers that guide the youth in their rites of passage. We have an opening in our lives where we can help our children as they enter into their own full blossoming of motherhood or just adulthood. We give as elders, and in return, we receive, but only in that order. And we live in a culture where the youth are preyed upon, and we remember our girlhoods as a time so often of sexual violation, a time of fear and feeling lost, of being the prey. And we enter our adulthood without the foundation of guided rites of passage, and we do not mature. We do not grow within that model. We reenact our pain, and we then enter our crone phase, and we prey on the youth in this cycle for energy as we fear death and all that it means, instead of seeing death as a beginning, an ending to the cycle, an understanding of this web of life, instead of having the support and love of our community usher us into the next world, knowing that we are at peace with all we've done on this earth and this life, and we let go. And I see the way things are, frankly, as an evil reversal of life and how it should be, preying on the beauty and the innocence of youth. And without rites of passage, without a healthy community, without honoring of the earth and mothers and children and women and the tribe, we go from womb to tomb, broken and reaching, reenacting our traumas onto others, onto our lineage. And I don't want that for you, and I don't want that for me. And so I see the reclaiming of living in our womb space as the foundation of our power and our heart as women. This is where we can find the inner guidance to heal and release this pain through our womb. This is the portal to our female lineage and our ancestors, who can guide us from across the veil in becoming the woman, the elder that we want to be, and pass this on to our children, our daughters. So this feels incredibly powerful, incredibly important to me, this deep connection and rooting within our womb space for internal guidance as well as otherworldly guidance. And I hope you see how important this is as well, and I think that you do because you're here. Okay, so to recap, there are the cycles of nature that we all live by. There are the monthly cycles of your fertile years, and there are the three phases and archetypes of your life as a woman to pass through and glean the lessons and the gifts from. And now I want to talk about feminine rhythms and energies that we can tap into and realize them as gifts that we can actualize in our lives. And I talked about this in my book, but again, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into it. So the first one is creativity. This energy of gestation that lives within us, that is rooted in our physical body, but manifests in all these energetic ways. And this will lead us into the next quality, but this is just the first part. So within our womb, it is a powerhouse of creativity. That is its very nature. And this is because it is a center of alchemy and growth and transformation, as its potential really is to take two seeds, two sparks, and through constant and mysterious, rapid division guided by this divine hand, form a full human being, a child of light and perfection. But that isn't always what we want to do in our lives, of course. Most of us in life, you know, we either have one or two or three children or none, right? So it's not very often in the span of our lives that we're seeking conception. But that potential still lives there. It can lie dormant, but we also need to know that it's ready for us to tap into, even if we don't want to create a child. And what it looks like when that energy is flowing is feeling deeply inspired, like your hands can't write fast enough to keep up with the influx of ideas. It feels like having so much energy, but you haven't had any caffeine. It feels like you're excited by life. The energy of creativity is hope. It is possibility. And pregnant women feel that. Even if there's anxiety or fear, there's always this deeper energy of hope. So, you know, you're creating something to birth into this world. There is an unknown, of course. There's that mystery, but there is a deep fulfillment at play, and hope and dreaming that happens. And that is what happens when you are creating other things as well. It provides this deep wellspring of energy and fulfillment and hope for you. And as women, we are so lucky. We have this natural energy within us, within our womb space. So clearing out stagnant energy, this helps with the natural flow of creativity. It's already there and you don't need to do anything. You really just need to get out of the way and help restore that flow and that balance. And of course, creativity isn't always this constant thing. You shouldn't expect that it will just, you know, be there day and night. There is a time of creation and a time for replenishment and reflection and building those stores so that you don't burn out. There is an ebb and flow to everything in nature. So if you are feeling stuck in any way in your life related to your creativity and output and ideas, inspiration, and feeling that hopeful energy for the future, this really is a reflection of what's going on in your womb center. And so these meditations, these practices will really help awaken and open up those energies. And then the next feminine rhythm or energy that is pretty intertwined with creativity is that of this cycle of gestation, birth, death, and regeneration. And creativity is a part of that gestative and birthing energy. So this is a natural cycle that lives within your body. It shows up in nature as well, and it plays out in your life. And you can feel it most obviously and potently when, of course, you were growing a child, gestation, and then birthing them. And then there is a death of your old self and a reforming that needs to take place. And you can see this within your menstrual cycle and how you feel throughout the month. And you can see it in life itself, again, with every season playing out in gardens. And so many women experience death within their very bodies. And I have as well. When I lost my first child, my first pregnancy in that first trimester, I've never experienced anything like that, to have death living within me. But I wasn't dying. I was healthy. And it was separate and distinct, but of course entwined. My body felt like a graveyard. And I visualized scattering rose petals over this grave and in my mind's eye over my womb space. And I was reborn. I came back to life again. Know that life always comes back. We can trust in that. And so these are some of the ways that it manifests. And these are energies we can tap into and understand and work with. In the midst of an ending of death, we can know things will regenerate again. That it is an opportunity for an underworld journey, a rite of passage, a cleansing, and a renewal. And gestation and birth are powerful, powerful energies. I think they are the most powerful energies that we see on this planet, that of gestating and birthing actual humans. They are pure, raw, life force embodied. And if you've ever pushed out a baby, you can relate to this. Birth is so, so wild, so powerful beyond belief. You are in the most primal an altered state of consciousness of your life, perhaps rivaling the moment of death. And I don't know about that yet since I haven't lived it. But birth has its own river of energy. You cannot avoid it. From the moment you conceive, from the moment you create something big, you know you will birth it into the world at some point. Life wants to reproduce and create more than anything. And it doesn't always happen perfectly, but that's not the point. Creation is the point. And so you can trust that these energies within you as a woman, outside of whether you want a mother or birth a child or not ever in your life, are kind of screaming at you to get out. They are the most powerful desire of your body that you have within you. And this reminds me, I love what Elizabeth Gilbert, she's the author of Eat, Pray, Love, and she also wrote the book Big Magic, which is about creativity. I love what she said about how ideas are like little spirits that float into the world, that float in the world, waiting to find the person that will bring them to life. You can say yes to them, and if you wait too long, they will go to someone else. And it's funny, this sounds a lot like spirit babies to me, trying to find their mama and family. And I felt that with ideas. It's like something comes to me in the wind, taps at me. And so often someone else will either create it at the same time, or if I don't create it, they put it out into the world. And I know that spirit chose this other woman or person to work with them. So it's really interesting. Okay, so the next one, the next inherent energies that live within our female body is that of our magnetic and receptive nature. And these really go together because we naturally draw in energies, and what it is like an inward spiral. That's how I see it. And these are such beautiful qualities to tap into if you want to find a love relationship, or you want to step into a leadership role, or you want to manifest something big in your life. And these are qualities, to be honest, I really hated when I was younger, because if you have not developed good boundaries, if you have energy links and you're living out trauma loops, what's going to come to you is absolutely not what you consciously want to manifest. What I attracted were predators. I attracted negative attention and experiences and people into my life until I worked on healing those things. And then finally, I began to appreciate and hone my natural magnetic nature and understand that women have a natural magnetism and radiance when they're in their full power and heart. And this is meant to be a natural position of leadership and influence. Women are meant to lead and inspire and guide our planet. And interestingly, you can really see this as like all of the other qualities being mimicked and showing up in the conception process, because again, this is, you know, these qualities that we have are intimately linked to the energies within our female reproductive centers. So sperm is instinctively magnetized and drawn to our sacred egg through their instinct and sense of smell. We receive men or others, you know, within our temple space. If we invite them, we receive the seeds of life and receive and channel the souls of our children to grow within us. And women have always been natural healers, natural shamans, because we can channel divine energy so easily. Again, we are portals. Our body is a portal to other states of consciousness, to other worlds. This is in our very nature. Now, we can understand this innate aspect to us, and like I've said before, claim for ourselves what we want to flow to us, or we can let things flow to us unconsciously from an unhealed state, and this gets stored in our bodies and our wombs. And it doesn't need to be that way. And the answer, of course, is consciousness. It's awareness. It's embodiment. So I hope this class has been interesting to you and helps you understand your womb space deeper, helps you connect to the gifts of your body, helps you understand these subtle energies so we can be aware that things will just naturally come to us. But through healing, we can either change what we attract or find a path to release through the meditations and exercises within this course. Because, of course, we are not in control of other people in this life, but we can be deeply conscious of what lives within us and release and let go of what does not serve us.